Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scheherazade Ahmadi is an assistant professor of history at the University of St. Thomas. She is a new historian on the modern Muslim world and the Middle East. And we're so grateful for her expertise today. Professor Ahmadi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Were you surprised by this move?
Yes, very much so.
Why?
It's hard to overstate the importance of Soleimani in the Iranian regime, both in its foreign policy and in its domestic apparatus. Taking him out, assassinating him, was a very bold move.
Was he getting direction straight from the Supreme Leader?
Absolutely. This is someone who was called by the Supreme Leader a living martyr, and for anyone who knows anything about sort of political Shiism in Iran, martyrdom is a very central concept. To call someone a living martyr is a very big deal. He was elevated to the status of commander of the Quds Force in 1998. He was then elevated to the status of major general in 2011, largely because of his success in influencing Iraqi and Syrian politics. So this is a very important person for Iran's foreign policy.
So he represents the regime and is carrying out their plans. So why do you think our president is not calling for regime change in Iran?
Well, first, I would say that his base is incredibly against. He ran as the no-war candidate for the Republican Party. I just a few minutes ago was watching Tucker Carlson's take, and I think he has his finger on the pulse of what Trump voters are thinking. I don't think that this would be popular with his base. Mm-hmm. It's certainly something that neoconservatives would support. It's something for certain that people like Mike Pompeo or John Bolton would want. It's funny that you noted what he said. We took action to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war. Mm-hmm. I wrote the same thing down from his speech. I thought it was very interesting.
I noticed, Professor, that Fareed Zakaria over at CNN, he was almost apoplectic. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically we are, you know, just a whisker away from an all-out war in the Middle East. Do you think, is that overplaying what's happening right now? Personally, as a citizen, are you concerned that this could and will in fact lead to war? Or is there still an off-ramp? Is there a way to de-escalate this?
You know, when I first heard the news, the first thought I had was that we're in a war, that there's nothing. I mean, there really isn't anyone more important in Iran, aside from Khamenei, the supreme leader, than Soleimani. Soleimani was an extremely, it's hard to overstate, extremely important character on the Iranian political scene. I don't think that Iran wants a war. And that's a very... It would be incredibly costly for the United States. A lot of young people would come back disabled or dead, but from the American side, but it would not cause an all-out regime change or the end of the American way of life. A war with Iran would cause all of that for Iran. It would be much, much more dangerous for them. I don't think that they're going to be hustling towards something like that. That said, there would have to be some retaliatory measure. Iran's role in Iraqi politics has been openly questioned by both the assassination of Soleimani, but also al-Mohandes, who was the head of the Hezbollah brigade in Iraq. So something will have to happen from the Iran side, but I'm not convinced that it will end up with a war.
Talk to us about the accuracy of the intelligence. You know, we're hearing from a president who lies every single day to the American people. So how do we know the intelligence is real and true and not just a deflection from his impeachment?
You know, it's not really even about the president. I mean, I would say that there are going to be very different factions, people who believe different things within within the national intelligence agencies, aside from Trump. I mean, even if Trump is telling the truth about everything, which maybe he is, there are going to be conflicting reports that our national intelligence agencies are trying to make sense of. I don't know what the cause of this was. I think this was a huge shift from Trump's earlier position. I mean, he was, if you recall, very close to engaging Iran militarily just a few months ago and then changed course. Maybe this has to do with deflecting from domestic problems. It might have to do with the fact that our national intelligence agencies are pressuring him to do something more dramatic. It could be the fact that having another raid on an embassy, on an American embassy, looked, you know, really awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of elements at play here. I would say that certainly everyone is aware of how important Soleimani is. Nobody went into this thinking that this would be the end of the conversation. This is really the beginning of what will probably end up being a lot of violence between the two countries. I don't know that it will end up in an all-out war against Iran, but certainly Iraq will serve as a proxy for what's going to happen, what is to come.
We are talking with Professor Scheherazade Ahmadi, Assistant Professor of History at the University of St. Thomas, and we really appreciate your insight. I keep hearing, Professor, that any war, any skirmish, even if it isn't a full-blown war, would not resemble anything we've seen before, in that the Iranians would probably resort to asymmetric warfare. They might try to hack the internet. They might try to bring down the electrical grid. In other words, civilians might be in some ways threatened in addition to military targets. And are you concerned that Israel and even Saudi Arabia hates Iran with a white-hot passion, that they could be pulled into any skirmish?
This is a really critical question. I assume that, well, on the count of an asymmetrical, I think what makes Iran unique is that its population is so enormous, and people don't recognize or don't realize just how big of a country Iran is. Iraq was tiny compared. Iran is 80 million people. To fight a war with Iran, if Iraq looked like a challenge, Iran would be a much, much greater of a challenge. Also, the regime in Iran is much more stable, serious. It's consolidated its rule. The relationship that Iran has with allies are much stronger. And in many ways, Iran is seen as the counterpoint to the Israel-Saudi Arabia alliance. And in that respect, it's become very crucial for both Israel-Saudi Arabia to neutralize Iran in some capacity. Certainly, this is a positive for them, this kind of engagement between the United States and Iran.
How so?
Well, Israel has for a long time been trying to kill Soleimani, or at least attack the Quds forces in a more serious way. Both Presidents Bush and Obama rejected the idea of assassinating Soleimani, specifically because they wanted to avoid a war. So this definitely, to push Iran back on its heels like this, is of course a positive for the two great powers in the Middle East that compete with Iran, both Israel and Saudi Arabia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.